You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, readiness. I was having a meeting earlier today with someone from a major company here in Japan, and I was consulting for them because they're doing a lot of research about mindfulness and wellness as it applies to corporate settings and also for business systems. So much of what I teach in meditation and mindfulness and kizuki, or this awakening of insight and greater consciousness, I like to teach in a very personal way where I want to make sure that what I'm sharing doesn't remain a concept. I want it to be practical and put to use in each person's day-to-day life. So this man was curious about how can we take some of these teachings and utilize it in a more macrocosmic way. How can it be applied so that it can offer greater wisdom for the wellness of the whole? So we got into this really interesting conversation about, well, first of all, kizuki, or this aha moment, you know, coming to realize something that you didn't realize before. And in the realization, that you offer yourself more options, because once you're aware of it, then you're able to choose. You're able to change the things that you want to change, right? So he asks me, how can we nudge or set things up so that larger numbers of people can come to greater awareness? And I got to thinking about that, you know, because I'm so used to working with people one-on-one, heart-to-heart, or even like this through podcasts and other video content that I have. It's as though I'm talking to one person because the application of it is done singularly, right? But he's thinking, you know, more wide scale. So he goes, well, how can I put something in place, like a system in place, so that it nudges people to notice things they didn't notice before or come to greater awareness? He said something like, what if we created a setting where people are encouraged to be more natural and relaxed and easygoing? And within that context, we can suggest new ideas and, you know, kind of nudge them towards this greater awareness. And I got to thinking about that, and I was like, wait, something doesn't feel right, right? It's like when you're in the courtroom and one of the attorneys is like leading the witness at the witness stand or something, you know, it felt like something was a little bit off, a little bit impure, because there's an agenda behind what he's trying to do with the setting. And then I had this like flash of an image in my mind. It's like when I'm trying to take a picture of my kids, you know, and say they're engaged in the moment, like maybe it's we're about to have a cake, or maybe we're outside playing somewhere, and I go, oh, wait, you guys are so cute. Can I take a picture? And they don't really want to stop because they're so in the moment, but because I want to take the picture, I might stop them and they'll be like, "Ugh, mom." And I'll point the camera towards them and they'll give me the phoniest, like lamest smile. And I'm like, "Wait, wait, wait, you guys, it was so cute when you were all natural. Can you just like smile naturally?" And then they forcefully push up the muscles of their cheeks and the side of their lips in this awkward smile in order to get that moment over with ASAP. And I'm like, "No, you guys are ruining the picture." And then I have to give up because it's not really happening. And I thought, it's kind of like that. When you tell someone or urge someone to be more natural, it actually makes them more unnatural. Okay? It's like awkward because a natural moment is there already. It happens without asking for it. So if you have to ask for it, I don't know, it's some kind of a double whammy. It messes things up. And I pointed that out to him and we had a good laugh about it. But you kind of have to slow down and think, if you can't force the Kizuki, because you can't make someone realize something that they don't get, okay? So A, you have to accept that. And B, upon having accepted that realization or coming to recognition or something can only come at the right moment in the perfect way for that person, in that an external force such as yourself has no control over it, then is there anything else you can do to help the process along? Or at least so that you don't hinder it, right? Because in the same way that I tell my kids, "Well, can you guys smile naturally?" I'm totally hindering the process of their natural smiley moment. So I'm going to share with you guys a mini page from the textbook that we created this earlier this year for the Kizuki journaling, or the Japanese Kaku Meiso writing meditation facilitators training certification course. And in it, because a Kizuki journaling facilitator is trained to, as much as possible, create this safe space and this warm setting that facilitates the person to come to their own recognition, there are a few points to keep in mind so that you can help the process along and definitely not hinder it. Okay, so here are the few points. Open-mindedness, curiosity, awareness of emotions, and a diversity of experience. These are some of the elements that, in my experience and in the people that I have observed, help to cultivate Kizuki, or a setting that is more available for the recognition to arrive. And what am I trying to say about that? It's like plowing a field or planting a seed. You can't make it grow. You can't make it happen. But there are things you can do to plow the field and to soften the environment and make sure it gets enough sun and make sure that you're open to the rain and open to new ideas. So those are some of the things to keep in mind when you ask yourself, how ready am I for the next chapter of my life? Am I open to change? Am I open to the unknown? Am I open to experience diversity? That is, perhaps something I've never experienced or even thought about before. Can I be curious about it? When a fresh idea might scare me a little, or, "Ooh, I've never heard of such a thing before," can I be curious about it? And meet each emotion with presence, whether you're anxious, fearful, impatient, unsure, happy, overly happy, just be present with that very fluid, emotive nature that is so alive in you. Your aliveness is your superpower. Thank you for listening. Learn more about me in my upcoming book, Kizuki, Realizations Beyond Time and Death, at my website, maey.live, or find me on Instagram at maeyoshikawa.